This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Everybody, and welcome to this another episode of Terror Tuesdays over at the Cinema Recall Podcast, which can be found over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, The Vern, and thank you very much for checking out the show. Now, the Academy Awards have only nominated 6 horror movies as Best Pictures of the Year, and they are The Exorcist, Jaws, Silence of the Lambs, The Sixth Sense, Black Swan, and Get Out. Now, of all those nominees, only a few of those have won big, alright? The Exorcist won for Best Adapted Screenplay, and the actors Linda Blair, Ellen Burstyn, and Jason Miller were all given Academy Award nominations for their roles. Silence of the Lambs won really big in 91 because it won for like Best Picture, and it won for actor Anthony Hopkins, actress Jodie Foster. Believe it also was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. I think it actually won Best Adapted Screenplay as well, if I remember right. The Sixth Sense got Toni Collette and Haley Joel Osment Oscar nominations. Black Swan got actress Natalie Portman her Oscar win. And recently, Get Out got an Oscar win for Best Original Screenplay. I was kind of surprised to find out that Jaws, even though it had a Best Picture nomination, and it won for its effects, and I believe it was sound, none of the actors were nominated. I thought for sure, like, Robert Shaw as Quint would be, like, a shoo-in for an Academy Award nomination, especially after his big Indianapolis speech that he gives before the Sharks attacks. I thought that would be just a shoo-in, but no. And I find this kind of fascinating because recently the movie Hereditary came out and everyone was praising Toni Collette's performance in that movie, but nothing of that movie got nominated. Not her, not director Ari Aster, nobody, nothing from that film got nominated. And I had to go back and kind of do a little bit more research, and I think the main reason why Hereditary did not get any Oscar nominations, it had nothing to do with the performances from the cast or production design or costumes. No, those were all good. I think it comes down to box office. It's going to sound really kind of one-sided here, but when I go back and look at these other movies, I mean, The Exorcist was a huge movie with $193 million at the box office. Jaws, which you of course you know started the whole blockbuster trend, that came in at $260 million. Then you have Silence of the Lambs, which came in at around $130 million. And then later on, you had The Sixth Sense, came in at $293 million. Black Swan came in at $107 million. And then recently, Get Out had a whopping $176 million. And then we come to Hereditary. Kind of mixed reactions for critics there. But that movie only made $44 million. And maybe I like to think that the Academy Award members look at movies that have good box office performances. And if a movie does not have that box office clout, I don't think it's going to do much for the nomination circuit. And we can complain and moan all the time that it wasn't picked up, but if it had a bigger box office, it probably would have. And this is something that has been going on with the Academy Awards for years, and that's why certain horror performances won't probably be recognized. I really thought Gunnar Hansen from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series should have been nominated. Hell, Anthony Perkins, Psycho, not nominated for an Oscar, alright? He wasn't nominated. Other performances too that probably should have been. Robert Englund for the Nightmare on Elm Street series should have been nominated. Even recent movies too, such as like John Goodman in 10 Cloverfield Lane, that should be nominated. Angela Bettis for May, Chris McGlover, Willard. Already talked about Robert Shaw for his role in Jaws. Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of really great horror movie performances that are not nominated. Tony Todd in Candyman, that's another one I would like to mention. I know on a later episode, I'm going to dive into more of Silence of the Lambs because that is the only horror movie that ever won for Best Picture. And it didn't just win for Best Picture. It won for, like, Best Director, Jonathan Demme, and Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins, and Actress, Jodie Foster. I mean, it was a huge win for that movie. And there's never been a horror movie that has acclaimed that much award love. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's technically not a horror movie. It's a suspense movie. You can call it what you want to, but it's a horror movie, all right? Even because some guy's not wearing a mask and running around chasing people with a chainsaw, there's still horror elements to that one. It's a horror movie. It's about a guy who eats people, for crying out loud, alright? It's a horror movie. Just stop that debate right now by saying it's a suspense or thriller. Come on now. There's a scene where a dude takes a guy's face and wears it as his own face, alright? That's a freaking horror film. But yeah, I want to get into that movie a little bit more and just find out, why was that film picked up for an Oscar, and or at least that many Oscars, and no one else was? So I'm going to get into that on a later episode. I was going to give you a quick conversation about the movie Velvet Buzzsaw, but you can read my review of that on the site, thatmomentin.com. But anyways, folks, that's all the thoughts I have right now for this episode of Cinema Recall. I just want to discuss briefly about those horror movies and why is it that the Academy Awards doesn't nominate more horror films. Yeah, and I know a lot of people, when they hear about these picks on there, they're going to say, like, The Sixth Sense, well, that wasn't scary. Why was that on there? Silence of the Lambs, are you kidding me? Jaws, that's not a horror film. No, anything that has to do with another entity or being, you know, hurting other people or killing other people, to me, that's horror, all right? So let me know what you think about those nominated movies for being Best Picture, and what horror movies do you think should have been up for Best Picture, all right? I want to hear it, all right? Now I'll discuss those on the next episode. But anyways, folks, I am The Vern. I'm going to sign off right now. You can check out all of our episodes over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Cinema Recall Podcast is part of a great podcast network site that includes TV Good Sleep Bad, Asian Cinema Film Club, Game Warp, Cinema Recap, a whole bunch of great shows. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Player FM, Radio Public, most places you can find great podcast shows. Anyways, folks, I am The Vern. Gonna sign off right now. Hope you all have a great day, and goodbye.